Welcome to Tales from a Digital Marketing Realtor. Thank you so much for joining us for this latest episode. First of all, huge apology. I wanted to make sure I'm being more on top of things with posting on a more regular basis. So my goal will now be to post at least once a month and then go up from there. But for those of you who haven't seen an episode in a little while, my apologies. Also, the other thing is I'm on my Peloton right now, so if I sound a little bit out of breath, I am. So, with that said, I'm going to keep this episode quick and to the point. I love single-family homes. What does this have to do with real estate marketing? Very simple. So, we have a rental that we purchased a few months ago. We purchased this in September, and we just signed a lease with the tenants this weekend. So, it's February 2022. We're talking about purchasing in October 2021. And we rehabbed the property in about 3 months, did a complete gut rehab. My partner, Bernie, did an amazing job. And here's what's great about this. I'm looking at my Zillow weekly listing report information. This shows information from January 31st to February 7th. In the last week, we had 426 people view the listing. Comparably, I'm sorry, 428. I'm looking at this on my phone. It's a little small. 428, comparably 22 people look at the average rental listing. That means we're talking about a 20-time increase in the amount of people who view our listing compared to our competitors. Wow, that's awesome. In addition to that, we had 12 people contact us this week. So from January 31st to February 7th, 12 people contacted us, and we already had the lease signed this week. We just had to wait until it got signed, so that's why people were still contacting us. In addition to that, we had another 50 people contact us in January. Why is this so important? Well, first of all, if you're in real estate, and if you're in real estate investing, this is even more important. You want to get the best tenant possible. Do you think it's easier to get a great tenant if you're only getting 20 people viewing your listing a week and maybe one or two people a month contacting you? Or do you think it's easier to get great tenants when 60 people contact you? Well, if you're like most people, you know the answer is 60. Because you want to have as many people contacting you as possible. We have great tenants and we're able to increase the rents a little bit because of the inflation that's going on. We had to pay a little bit more for this property than we paid for the last property, but at the same time, we're renting it out for more. So it balances out. So if you're looking to market, think about how you can get that edge. What's that niche? What are people looking for right now? In rentals, people need rental properties. There's a shortage in rental properties, especially single families. If you're a large family, it's challenging to find a home right now. 60 people were looking for the same place. There were maybe 3 to 5 five-bedroom rentals throughout the entire area on the south side where we were investing. That means with lower competition, you have the ability to get more and higher quality tenants. So that's really what I want to talk about today. Just focus on how you could create a niche, how you could look at something. Don't go where everyone else is going. Go where you see the trends are going, and you'll benefit from it. So with that said, this is Andy Nathan, your digital marketing realtor. If you're interested in learning about how you could invest in the Chicagoland area and you need someone to guide you through, I'd love to be able to take you out, show you a few properties. With that said, have a great day and a better week. I will talk to you soon.